Okay.
Dave, what's the story?
Well, let me bring the meeting to order. This meeting, special meeting of the Pacific and National Board, will come to order. And, okay, we have two resolutions before
Madam Chair?
Yes, Alice.
This is Alice. I will be happy to make a motion or two.
Okay.
If no one else wants to.
This is Donna.
Madam Chair.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Donna, were you trying to speak?
Yes, I would like to make a motion, too.
Okay. all right. Well, I'll entertain some motions.
May I?
Hold
on, folks. I'd really like Marty to chair the meeting and call on people.
Yeah.
So that would be all right with everyone else?
Okay.
I would just appreciate, this is Mark, if people could just say their name, because I don't know everyone's voices yet.
Okay.
I'd appreciate that so I know, you know, who's
Makes
speaking.
Sense. Thank you.
This is Roger. I have a point of order here. Could the chair please...
this is Teresa.
Could the chair please give us the agenda for the meeting or the specific reason the special meeting was called to order?
The special meeting was called to address two resolutions regarding the retreat in Houston upcoming June 3rd and 4th. And that's why we're here. So, Alice, I believe you have the floor.
Yes, I would like to make a motion. Who is laughing, please?
This is Ambrose laughing.
May I just ask why?
Yes, because from the time I got on, I asked Dave to explain what the problem is in K regarding the consultant.
I have been called upon by the chair. Shall I know you have, Madam Chair, or not?
Well, if you want to,
make the resolution, we can discuss it and ask questions.
Okay,
That's what I thought we could do. All right, go ahead.
Resolved that Pacifica will pay airfare and lodging for Friday and Saturday nights, June 4th and 5th, for the four LSB chairs from KPFA, KPFK, WBAI, and WPFW, so that they can attend the board retreat on Friday and the board meeting on Saturday and Sunday in Houston, Texas.
Second the motion.
All right, good. Now let's discuss it. Ambrose, would you like to address this, or this is not your issue?
No, it's not my issue.
Okay. All right, discussion.
Okay, this is Mark. I'd like to discuss that a little.
Okay.
First of all, I love LSB chairs, but I'm a little concerned about the timing right now. We're meeting 8 days from now. I know, for example, that the LSB chair at WPFW cannot attend on this kind of notice because of prior plans. So first of all, if we're going to pass it, I would like that it could be or designated. I would like to amend it to add or designated officer if the LSB chair can't make it. But my only thing is that I do think it's important that LSB chairs can come to meetings. I'm just questioning this one. We have a board retreat for Thursday afternoon, possibly Thursday evening, and Friday morning. That's it. And I'm just wondering that if we have enough issues before us in terms of the board and the relationship with the ED and the CFO and the GMs, that whether we'll be able to introduce the LSB dynamic and solve something in that shorter period of time.
Donna, I have a question. Mark, your LSB, do you have a vice chair?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
But the resolution as presented says LSB chair specifically.
I understand that, but is the vice chair willing to come if we can get the resolution changed?
I have not spoken to her. I've asked the chair to, you know, canvass her as well as the secretary. She has three small girls, and you know that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
If she can't do it, the secretary probably could, but again, I'm guessing.
Okay. That was my question.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
I have a question.
Yes, William.
I'd just like to know, I mean, I understand that the bylaws state that there's a firewall between LSB chairs and Pacifica National Board members. I guess I'm wondering why that is, and, I mean, because if we're doing something that goes against the spirit of why the bylaws are approved, I'd like to know why. And my other question is, if how far are we into the hole right now? Like, I haven't been able to look at the most recent budget, and how is this expense going to affect us financially? It's kind of just like how I'd like to be clear, because I'd like for the network to be solvent.
Point of information?
Yes.
Who is this?
William Walker.
No, the person with the point of information.
William, when you say there's a firewall, what part of the bylaws are you referring to?
Well, I'm just referring to the fact that I'm implying a firewall. I don't know that I'm using the correct language, but I'm just saying that let me just state from what I understand the bylaws is that national board members cannot be local station board chairs and local station board officers cannot be on the national board. So my question is, if national board members represent the local station board, then what are we sending local station board chairs to the national board meeting for? And if the bylaws state that there's, you know, separate roles for national officers versus local officers, then are we kind of negating that?
Madam Chair, may I respond?
Yes, Alice.
Did someone else want to speak who had just spoken?
Yeah, I wanted to speak.
This is Ray LaForest. I'd like to say a few words too.
Okay, let me please say your name because I can't hear you very well and I need to know who's. So, Alice, Ray, who else wants
Lonnie
to?
Lonnie wanted to speak.
Lonnie, okay.
Shall I respond first?
Just a moment. I'm trying to get a stack.
Okay.
So, Alice, Ray, Lonnie, who else?
Sarve.
Dave.
Oh, come on, folks.
Okay. All right, Alice.
Okay.
Let's try to keep our remarks
good.
Brief
I'll
as
make
well.
It brief. In responding to William, I believe that one of the valuable things, of course, the LSBs and their chairs are committees of the national board, even though they are not national board members. And as I see it, it would be wonderful to have the LSB chairs report on their committees, which is the LSB they belong to. And so in that sense, they are serving the function that's very clear in the bylaws.
Thank you, Alice. Ray?
Yes. Hello, everybody. There's no bylaw mandate for LSB chairs to participate in board meetings. The tradition has been that the last board and found it useful to have individual that coordinate local work to be present. I think what we have to do, though, is wait against alternative ways to get that information. I'm assuming that even station managers, that there might be other people at the station who could answer, but I don't think we should put that aside. So I don't know if the discussion is over, but I think that we have to weigh the benefit vis-à-vis the cost, the literal cost, and also weigh alternative to the presence of you know, board chairs.
Okay, thank you, Ray. Lonnie?
Just have two or three points I wanted to make. Can people hear me?
Just barely.
Good. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm trying to turn it up as much as I can.
You're better than you were, so.
Okay. A couple of points. You know, the motion does not make it clear whether this is a one-time expense or whether this will be part of a continuing situation. I think that should be clarified.
It does. It says June 4th and 5th.
Oh, but the implication is it will not be.
Yeah, but this is one time.
Well, I'm trying to get the other part of it. Do you anticipate, as maker of the motion, that it will occur again?
Not myself. I'm just making this motion for this one time, I think.
Okay, well, I'd like to make it clear, if we can, whether or not it again will be an invitation to the LSB chairs to come.
Okay. Shall I read it again? Or?
Oh, no, I meant maybe an amendment to the motion at some point. The second issue is whether or not it's not a budgeted item. It will cost us in the neighborhood of $4,000. I have to point out, folks, that we have several drives that are not going well, as some of you know, that the expense will hurt us, that we have to, in this situation, We're going to be, when I come back to report to the board in April, we'll be looking at reductions in expenses and costs. So we're doing, it's not a context where we have money to spend. The other one is I agree with the idea that maybe we can get whatever input we're hoping to get from the LSB chairs in a written form. I see no reason not to look at it in the context of getting it in an alternative way. Okay.
Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Lonnie. You want just can we go through the
sure.
people on the staff?
Sure.
Sorry.
Madam Chair, even though I'm very, very sympathetic to the idea of our governance teams of various stations to come and be part of our PMB meetings, I am concerned about the financial health of our network at this time, and which I hold that of primary importance. We are recovering from the past debt, accruing new debts at alarming rate, to me anyway. We have a complex structure that demands additional network resources. And I, as much as I'm sympathetic for everybody to come, I think at this juncture of our station's health, I think that I'd say if we can find some other ways of, if we have LSB chairs, then we also have Committee of Inclusion chairs as well. There are also committees of PNB, and so we'll be accruing additional costs. And even though as much as I would like to bring them over, I think that we have to get hold of our expenses and expenditures. Because
okay.
I think they could be used for network programs. We have a lot of other things to do. Our infrastructure, our stations, our KPFA needs a physical plant is deteriorating. It's about $200,000. So if we can find some other way, if somebody can shed some light, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Marty, can you put me on the stack? This is Wendy.
Yes,
Gerald Sanders would like to be on the stack
okay,
also.
Gerald.
Roger would like to be on, too.
Okay, we have Dave, Wendy, Gerald, and Roger.
And Teresa, I was on there somewhere.
Okay, I'm sorry, Teresa, I'd never heard you.
And
so
Madam Chair, Alice, if I can respond at some point.
Yes, let's go on to Dave, please.
First, disappointed the way we do this. I'd like to see us alternate between pro and con opinions that way.
Excellent.
In the event that a question is ever called, everybody has heard both sides rather than having heard from all one side just because of the happenstance of the stack.
And who is speaking?
Dave.
Is Dave Adolf.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
So you can go down this alternating for the next person in favor or opposed. As far as it goes, I think that if we're thinking solely about this as board chairs coming to talk to us, we're missing the point. One of the key questions is the distribution of power between the national board and the local boards and what their responsibilities are. Just as an example, it comes up in the area of budget where if the national office is constraining what the local can or can't put in their budget, and then if you get an overage or an underage, where does that money go? At the national level, we have initiatives moving forward, money being spent that's coming from the station. What is the relationship of the station's ability to have a say on what national is spending vis-a-vis the other way around? But most importantly, the local boards and the board chair should be in communication with each other. When we bring a motion forward to the board, it should come out not just of one signal area or one board member, but out of a collaboration between boards. Each of us is very busy with our national board work and very busy with our various committee work. The board chairs participate in a conference call and a lift. I think it would be very valuable to bring them together to have a chance to sit down and talk about how things are going in each of their station signal areas, how the board is functioning, what the challenges are, what the possible solutions are, and to talk to us about it. I think it will make each of the local boards much more effective as an active part of a governance structure rather than viewing the national board as the place where it all happens and the local are just sort of this vestigial kind of thing. So I think it's very important to have the board chairs come to talk to each other about their common experiences, to work out their own issues, and to have a discussion with the entire national board to get a sense of where the board is and how the locals and the nationals are going to interact. in answer to William's question about the prohibition of a board chair being or an officer being on the national board, the reason for that is so that you don't get the person in position of controlling the agenda, somebody who also has the power as a director at the national level, so to separate those. But that's not to say that they shouldn't ever kiss.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Now, we've had, in terms of the balance of pros and cons, we have more cons so far, so it's time for someone who would like to speak in favor. Wendy, is that you?
That is me.
You're next on the stack, okay.
I just wanted to say that I've been going to national board meetings way before I was ever on the board. I went to national board meetings in the other cities even when they never let us have our public comments in or even hear the meeting because there would be an executive session. But the most valuable part about traveling to national board meetings is meeting the other people from all the other areas. And at this time in our history where we're starting this new thing, I don't think there could be anything more valuable than getting the other board, all the board chairs together to speak about what's going on in their special station, because we all have different things going on, but we're all bound by the same rules. So I'm going to vote in favor of the motion.
Okay, thank you. Now, Gerald, Roger, Teresa, and Alice are on the stack. Is there a no vote in there that would like to speak? Is there anybody else who'd like to speak against it?
Ambrose,
okay. Go ahead, and we'll let the others speak.
No one has addressed the financing. How can we afford it when, as someone said, some of the drives are not going very well? Where is the money coming from? Are we going to finally borrow money against the $10 million we raise every year? Somebody has to answer that question. The same holds true for the consultant we're bringing. Who's going to answer the question about the financing?
Okay. Gerald.
Yes.
Could I get in the stack, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, how much time do I have?
Gerald, go ahead, please.
I was just asking, how much time do I have to make my comment?
Well, I'd prefer it if you kept it to 2 minutes. That would be great.
Okay, I'll do the best I can. Well, look, folks, I think it's ironic, to me at least, that people who claim to want to save money so much by disallowing the LSB chairs to come to this meeting, and I'm specifically referring to the ED right now, the executive director, when it has been made very clear that every time there is a difference of opinion between the board and the ED seems to think that it is appropriate to go to the Pacifica lawyers for their opinion. This obviously raises our legal bills sky high. So there's something else going on, and unfortunately, the way these things get argued out at Pacifica, it is difficult to put your finger on precisely what that something else may be. But I clearly support bringing the LSB chairs to this meeting and having the facilitator help us out, because I think maybe some of our directors could use some additional education on the question of the relationship between the ED and the board. I'll stop there for now.
All right. Thank you. Roger.
Yeah. Hi, this is Roger. The reason to bring the LSB chairs to the meeting is not... Hello.
Go ahead. Just speak over it. I don't know.
The reason to bring the LSB chairs to the meeting is not to hear reports from the LSB chairs. So when people are saying, well, we can get the information some other way, well, that's correct, but that's not the intent, I believe. The intent is to have the bodies in the room so we can all get to know each other better, communicate, have this back and forth dialogue between national and local and facilitators and educators and just everybody. And I think that's extremely valuable and extremely important, and as Wendy was saying. On the other hand, my concern is the financial impact as well. If I could know that bringing the LSB chairs to the meeting was definitely going to have a negative financial impact, then I would vote against it. But I have no way of knowing that, really, because in our In the last coordinating committee meeting, I asked specifically what the budget for the Pacifica National Board meeting in Houston was, and I was told it was $30,000. And then I asked whether how close were we to that figure with expenditures that have been laid out so far. And the information hadn't really come together yet. So to wrap up my point here, I'm for bringing the chairs, although it would really impact on my decision if I had some hard facts as to the finances. If we have not reached the 30K budget, then we should bring them. And if we haven't reached the 30K budget for Houston and people still don't want, then you have to reduce that budget in order not to bring. You have to revise the budget and say we don't have a 30K budget anymore. We have less than 30K, so we can't bring the LSB chairs. I hope that made sense.
Okay, Teresa.
I have many questions, and it's very difficult to line them up in a priority. I'm still very dismayed. Well, first of all, did everyone get a copy of the minutes from the coordinating committee? Carol, did you send it out, Carol? Carol, not on?
I'm here, but I was walking around.
Does
this have a direct bearing on this question?
I think part of the problem here is that our executive director is saying that we as a board are not acting responsibly in our spending habit. I have not seen who exactly ran up the bill with John Creek, Fink. I would like to have us get control over who is paying for the attorney. And I'd like to know whether it's whether Mr. Fink is the board, national board's attorney, or whether he is the executive director's attorney.
Teresa,
somebody's playing us against each other.
Okay, but this is not the issue before us, and I wonder if you could speak to that.
I think it is an issue here, because one reason why Dan Coughlin is saying that, and Lonnie Hicks is saying that they have a right to question, is that we are in serious financial difficulties because we have a national board that is going crazy with spending on attorney's fees. And I'd like to know who authorized the bills with Mr. Fink, what the bills are for. I'm assuming that our finance committee is getting that information. Are we being inappropriately billed, or do we need to have some sort of policy on who can ask for Mr. Fink's advice, whether we need to have a separate attorney or some sort of controls over who gets to consult the attorney?
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Mark.
Just a moment. Teresa, do you want to speak to the issue of whether the LSB chair should come?
Okay. I'm going on to my next step. I'm still very disappointed as to how much money do we have to spend on the national board meeting, and who has the final say. I was assuming that it was a coordinated effort between me, who at the last national board meeting offered to help negotiate the contract, and I was working with Leilani. So for the executive director to say, after we've been talking about a retreat and I figured we had enough money, even though I thought that the facilitator for the retreat was a little bit pricey, I figured we had enough money for these things. And I would like it to be decided who has the say on whether we send in the chairs to the meeting, and who has the say on whether we have a retreat leader, because I'm somewhat confused. And I have to say I'm looking forward to the retreat for the retreat facilitator to tell us who is decision maker in these kinds of things. And I'm somewhat confused as to be told after the fact that we have to have a line item on retreat facilitator, for example, or or the lab chairs, for example.
I'm
looking for a little bit of direction from Marty on controlling our spending. And I do have one.
Madam Chair.
Okay, just a moment, please.
You know, I'm asking questions and I'm not getting answers.
I know you're not, but I'd like everybody to speak, and I'm noting some of the questions here, and I'm hoping that we can get.
Well, this is Mark Roberts. I just wanted to just briefly say I'm chair of the Finance Committee. I would like to address the financial questions if you could put me in the stack.
Because yes, I will.
We voted on it, we considered it, and I can answer the budget questions regarding the finances.
Thank you. All right, Alice.
Wait a minute. I have another question. Also, John Kriegler is on some sort of tour to all of the stations. At least he's coming to Houston. That's another quote unquote tour. And I'm wondering, is that a line item? For example, I mean, we're having a line item question. Is Mr. Kriegler's budget expense of going to different stations, is that a line item?
Okay, thank you, and we'll get to Mark. Let's continue with the staff, please. Alice.
This is Alice.
Please,
I'm also on the Finance Committee, but I would like Mark to respond, as he well can, to some of Teresa's questions. At this point, I'll defer the financial stuff to Mark when he comes up in the stack. I just want to emphasize that, in my view, the listeners benefit if the chairs of the local boards can actually participate and attend bodily the PNB meetings, as certainly this one next week, which is the only one we're talking about right now. Because the more the listeners have access, not just through their directors, which are elected from the local station boards, but also through the chairs, the more they can have input, and that we all communicate back and forth better from the inside of the organization through the listeners who elect us all. So I vote very much for both having the facilitator and having, on this occasion only, that's what we're talking about so far, the LSB chairs come to Houston. I defer my financial comments to Mark.
Okay, just a moment. Let's let Carol speak and then Mark. Carol?
Yeah, hi. I think that we're at a very critical juncture in the beginning of our new bylaws and distribution of authority and oversight around the network and developing new relationships that haven't existed before between local and national boards and local boards and their stations. And I think that it's critical at this juncture, particularly with our board trainer, to have the LSB chairs there. And I think it would be penny wise and pound foolish not to bring them. I think many of the issues that we're spinning our wheels about, using a lot of staff time about, that is difficult for them to handle, consulting lawyers about, could be greatly reduced if we just all get together with a board trainer and work out these relationships at the same time in the same room. So I think we'll save a lot of money over the next 6 months if we bring the LSB chairs. Although I would propose an amendment to the motion that we bring the LSB chairs, or if the LSB chair cannot attend, another LSB officer to be selected by the chair, I suppose, or something like that.
Okay.
So that we could, I would be very unhappy if we didn't have one of the officers from the PSW LSB. One other thing, just related to finances, the KPFA LSB chair did send a memo to the board saying that she does not require payment for lodging. She only requires $300 for her ticket.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Mark,
Chair,
please.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Sarve, could you put me in the stack?
Yes, I will.
Lottie in the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Okay, you got me?
Yep.
Okay, I just wanted to, first of all, I do agree that if we're going to do this, we have to do the designated officers, just in case all LSB chairs can't attend. But getting back to the financial thing, the National Finance Committee reviewed the situation. I will say that we put it to a vote, and the vote was 7-6 in favor of sending the LSB chairs. With respect to the fiscal situation, we currently budget $30,000, or have budgeted, for this fiscal year, $30,000 per board meeting. as of the March 31st, we had $6,000 left, and that those funds, according to Lonnie Hicks, the CFO, were expended in April. So we used all $30,000 for the last meeting that we held, which was one day less than we're now contemplating, and of course had no LSB chairs or facilitators involved. We considered that at the National Finance Committee level, recognizing that if we go ahead with that, we will definitely go over budgeted for the national board. But what we're looking at is whether or not we need to A, change that allocation for the next fiscal year so that it's more, quote, realistic, and also recognizing that there are other categories in the board that we are also over other spending categories. So it's not like every time we go over, we stop action. So on that basis, we did approve it 7-6, but that is a close vote.
Okay, thank you. Now,
can I get on the stack, Marty, Dave?
Yes, and then, okay.
And Rita Forrest also, please, Madam Chair.
Yes.
And Teresa.
Sarv.
I'd like to call a question at some point.
Okay, I would too. Sarv, go ahead.
Excuse me just 1 second, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Are we on our way through a second round on this matter?
We have heard from all of the people who are presently on the staff.
Would it be in order to recommend that this be our final round of discussion on this matter?
I believe it would be, yes.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, this is Donna. I'd like to call the question.
All right, the question is being called.
Madam Chair, the discussion is still on.
Madam Chair, it's Alice. What about the amendment? I'm not sure.
Yes, we haven't dealt with the amendment yet.
As a point of order, I made an amendment, proposed an amendment to the motion.
Yeah, is
point
it
of
a...
order? Point of order, that amendment was not seconded before the question was called. We need to vote on this question right now, whether we're going to close debate on this now.
All right.
Correct.
All right, let's vote. Roger, do you have the roll?
Yeah, let me get my template in place here. Okay, to call the question, Adelson?
Wait, Madam Chair, can you reread the motion, please, for the record?
We're not voting on the motion. We're voting to end debate.
Oh, we're voting to end debate.
Vote yes is to end debate.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me paste this. I'll be with you in 2 seconds here. Question coming in.
Roger, you should know our names by heart by now.
No, it's a computer thing. Okay. I'm calling the question. Dave?
No.
Teresa?
Point of clarification, I guess. We're calling the question on the amendment?
No, on just whether to end debate on this subject, Teresa.
Okay. Does that include the people that are on the stack currently?
Yes.
Okay, I'll say yes.
Wait a minute, what does that mean?
Yes, it says we're going to stop debate,
stop
including
discussion.
The people on the staff. They've all spoken before.
Exactly.
But
right.
If it passes,
can't hear.
Teresa,
sorry.
Teresa, if this passes, it means we go to a vote immediately on Alice's original motion.
Yeah.
Then I say no, because I think we have a stack, and I would like to go through the stack.
Just yes or no, folks.
Okay.
No.
Henry.
Yes.
Marty. Oh, Marty doesn't vote yet. Sorry. Sam? Not.
No, Sam.
Sonali, no. Sonali. Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel? Roger, no. Kwanji?
No.
Sarv?
No.
Sarv?
Sarv, could you repeat your vote, please?
I said no.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Mark?
Yes.
Julie?
No.
Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Vicki?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
There are children somewhere.
Wendy?
Yes.
Serena?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
Donna?
Yes.
yes votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. And no votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I believe it needs two-thirds.
It takes two-thirds.
Yeah, it does. It takes two-thirds, rather.
Okay, so we don't have that, so the we continue.
So now we can get the...
All right, so, Sarv.
Madam Chair, I think that the finances for sending LSB chairs are the COI chairs to the national board meetings. I would look for, I recommend that we look for some other sources rather than just the listeners. Maybe the local station board can raise money somehow through some other events, or PNB can raise it by some other way. I think it's really crucial that we attend to our fiscal obligations. And I did not know whether there were conversations going on about the first resolution and the second resolution, and they all intermixed here.
Yeah,
and
we're just debating the first one at this point.
Right, but there were back and forth going on between first and the second. So, but I think that I am sympathetic to the sentiment of the teams coming over, but at this time I would have to respectfully vote no on this because I'm very concerned about the fiscal health of our network.
Okay,
Marty,
you.
Could I get in the stack so that I can make the amendment?
Yes, Lonnie.
Well, again, the budget for the board meeting, each board meeting is budgeted at $30,000. And that includes airfare, lodging, and whatnot. If we pass both of these motions today, each one of them costing about $4,000, we will have spent close to one-third of that budget on just these two items. And obviously that will throw that budget out of whack. And so it really is, on the finance side, an issue. You can't take things in isolation. You have to see what the overall motions that you pass, what their true financial impact is. So as I said before to this board, when you pass a motion, you have to be prepared to have a clear statement of the financial impact. So that's the first one. I think you're going to spend one-third of your budget, that $30,000, on just these two items, and naturally that's going to cause, that will be overspending that budget. The second point is, at the Finance Committee meeting...
Lonnie, can you speak up, please?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. At the last Finance Committee meeting on the issue of legal expenses and who caused it, I will be doing a report at the board meeting and going into whatever detail is appropriate without breaching confidentiality, so we can settle that issue. I do also think that as we talk about the national office and board members, it's best not to try to lay blame on who's wrong and who's right. That's not going to move this debate or this conversation forward. And I plan, and I will not do that. I will not go into try to blame people for this, that, and the other. But I do, and I, my last comment, think that it's wise and prudent to be aware of the cost of whatever decision we make, because where are we going to get that $9,000 back from? Where will that money come from is the real issue here. So anyways, that's my comment.
All right, thank
point
you.
Point of information,
yeah.
This is Roger. Lonnie, can you give us a rough idea of where we stand currently with the how close we are to the $30,000 for Houston?
Well, I don't know. All the expenses aren't in yet for Houston, and airline tickets are still being done. And some airline tickets, if they come in late, cost more than ones that are done.
But sure.
Yeah, so some people are still making their reservations, so their tickets cost more.
I'm confused because I was told everyone but Miguel Maldonado had their tickets.
Okay, never mind. Let's just...
I just was looking for a rough
are close? Yeah. Are we tight? Are we in good shape?
And Madam Chair, can we stick to the stack? We've got another issue.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted a point of information.
Okay,
there.
And he's unable to answer it. So
yeah,
let's go on. Dave, please.
A couple of things quickly. One, just as a point of order for the future, if we set an agenda with times, then when you get to time discussion, you move forward without
Could you speak a little louder, Dave?
Okay, thanks, Dave.
If in the future, when we form these agendas, we specify time, then it doesn't take two-thirds to close debate. And this is relevant in part to the way we're doing these conference calls. This call, we're paying 14 cents per line per minute. By the end of the call, we will have spent $300 or the amount of money that it would have taken to take the voice from KPFA to Houston. I think there are a lot of different ways that we can realize some cost savings. For example, I'm willing to not stay in the hotel but to stay on somebody's couch when I get there because I think it's important that we have these people here. I also think that when the foundation is paying for airfare and I'm getting frequent flyer miles, I can donate those frequent flyer miles so that other people can be brought to the meeting as necessary. I think all of us as local boards and all of us as national board members can find ways to economize, and we can economize on things like these conference calls. I agree with Carol that it's a question of penny wise and pound foolish, and with Wendy that at this time in history, it's important to have all those people there. So I would like to authorize the money. I would like to second the amendment that Carol has already made and that Mark suggested about it being an officer if it cannot be the chair, and that the chair select that officer. And I'd like to suggest that we go ahead and authorize this, and each of us at our boards, at our local board level, recognizing the challenge to foundation finances, look for all means necessary to lower the cost of this meeting. And as I said, I offer to sleep on somebody's couch rather than the hotel to save the $80 a night or whatever it is. So hopefully that could go to our board chairs taking the trip.
Thank you, Dave. Ray.
Yes. Well, for those of us who have attended board meetings in the past know that the role of the local chairs has been limited officially to reading a presentation and answering questions. So, I mean, I do agree with Dave that their presence is important. I'm just sorry that we didn't grab the bull by the horn earlier and find a way to raise money to do so. Because as I'm hearing more and more information about savings, about a financial situation, it seems to me that I made up my mind to vote against it. Now, I'm assuming that the figures we're looking at include people doubling up at the hotel?
We don't have any figures to look at. We haven't been given any figures.
Oh, I thought that Lenny said that some of the expense we're talking about would account for about a third of the $30,000.
Yes, that's the big number.
This is Teresa.
So,
just a moment.
So that, to me, you know, unlike a financial officer or general manager information that they will be prioritized, I believe that the board coordinators, chairs, are really coordinators of those bodies, and therefore there's nothing that they can impart to us that is privileged, that nobody else could not do. And on that basis, I think I would vote against that.
Okay, thanks. Teresa.
Okay. I would like to say, I want to ask you, Marty, our retreat master offered to give us 2 days of work, and we're starting our retreat Thursday afternoon, and then it's Friday morning. So are we only getting 1 day's worth of retreat?
No, we have talked about going further, but I don't want to discuss the details until we know it's even happening.
Well,
so.
I was wondering whether, as a proposal to solve the problem, perhaps, I'm wondering even if we get the lab chair, local station board chairs at this meeting, if she's only doing this for 1 day, is she really going to get enough time to actually address their issues? Should we perhaps arrange for them to meet with her in another city, like a month from now, when it might be more productive to put them with her at that second day of retreat? Send them to where she is if she would agree to do it. That's one issue. Number two, I never did get the answer to the Kriegler tour issue. Number three, I never did get the answer to who pays for overage and where does underage and overage, where does it go? Number four, I really do feel we should have a feel right now for where we are in expenditures. Number five, Dave Adelson, I will put you up in my house. And I wish that everyone would please send me an email and say whether you're willing to share rooms. Some people have offered to stay off-site, and I don't know whether they've literally changed their minds about that. You know who you are if you offer to stay off-site. And I don't know whether you've changed your mind, and with Leilani, you say you're staying in the hotel. It would be very helpful if you would make that clear. And I want you to all know, if you've offered to share a room with someone, don't think yourself as a second-class citizen because you've offered to do that. That's very helpful. I know Ambrose Lane offered to do it at one point, and several people. So if you could get with me and tell me who you're willing to share with, and we can get that to Leilani, we can save about $150 for each person that agrees to do that.
Okay.
That adds up. Thank you.
Point of information.
Yeah.
This is Julie. I believe it was Carol that had introduced the amendment. Has that been reintroduced?
Just about to get to that.
Okay. Can I be added to the stack in order to call a question once that's done?
Yes.
Thank you.
Certainly may.
You don't need to be on the stack to call a question.
Okay.
Donna.
Yes.
You were on the stack. Do you want to speak?
I was not on the stack.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were. Carol.
I move to amend the motion to insert where it says LSB chair, insert after that, or LSB vice chair or secretary to be chosen by the LSB chair.
Is there a second?
Second. Dave.
Okay. Do you want to vote?
Yes.
All right. Let's vote on the amendment.
Excuse me. Are we voting on whether or not to amend the main motion?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Do you want
to? Yes, let's call the roll.
Yes, let's call the roll.
coming up. Hold on.
And Madam Chair, it's Alice. Could you? We're now voting whether to amend the main motion or for the amendment, or
we're voting to add the amendment. Just a moment.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
We're voting on the Spooner amendment. I got in the wrong place now.
And then after that, we'll vote on the motion itself. I mean,
amended motion.
Yeah,
amended motion. If the chairs cannot make it, they appoint another appoint either
the vice chair or the secretary.
Vice chair or the secretary.
Chosen by
the LSB chair.
Okay, roll call vote.
Could
Dave?
You please read the amendment first?
Sure. The amendment to the main motion by Carol Spooner, that if the LSB chairs cannot make it to the Houston meeting, they appoint the LSB vice chair or secretary.
Chosen by the chair.
No. Is it just for Houston?
Yes.
Meeting?
Okay. Yes, we're only talking about the Houston meeting.
Okay.
Carol, excuse me, it's Alice. Is that the amendment?
Yes, that's the amendment.
Thank
you. To provide for the situation at WCSW.
Point of information, this is Teresa.
We've called the question.
Yes. Can we call the vote on information?
We're waiting for...
No, I'm waiting for everybody to get quiet.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
All right. Roger's roll.
Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
No.
Henry?
Yes.
Marty? Or Sam? Sonali? Ray?
Abstain.
Ambrose?
Abstain.
Miguel? Roger? Yes. Kalonji?
Abstain.
Sarv?
Not pass.
Yes, no, or abstain?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Dickie?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That's 14. Noes are 1. And yes. And abstentions, we don't need to count.
Well, the motion carries for the amendment then.
Yes.
So, Madam Chair, can we now vote on the main motion
Madam Chair?
As amended?
Yes.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa.
Yes, Teresa.
You didn't answer my question. And in order to make an informed vote on this, I really would like an answer to the question as to whether you're saying that this retreat facilitator can actually do anything constructive with these LSB chairs in only one day.
I believe that that is possible, Teresa. I'm sorry, I didn't know which question you were referring to. But yes, I believe that it's something positive could be done in that short of amount of time.
This is Donna. May I ask a question?
Yes.
For the training, I just assumed we're all going to be in the room together.
Yes.
And that the LSB chairs will receive as much training as we receive as long as they're at the retreat.
Well, the original plan was that the board would retreat for a half a day by itself, and then we would add in the LSB chairs and the GM.
For the second day?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, Madam Chair,
wait,
Madam Chair, we're inviting the LSB chairs for a three-hour morning session on Friday and paying for their stay through Sunday?
Well, actually, it would be, if we are able to do it at all, we would extend the retreat into the afternoon of Friday. So it would be longer than that. And the same would be true of the, if you want to amend it, this has been floating around on the listserv for a while, so I haven't heard any of these issues come up before, and I'm happy to entertain any of them if we can get anything going here at all. So, if you want to have them into the whole retreat, I think that the board probably needs to retreat by itself for some portion of time, and I was hoping we could have the rest of the group on the second day, and we can extend that to 5, 6, or even 7 hours at this point in the schedule, if people want to do it.
Point of information?
Yes.
Marty, we have the retreat facilitator for 2 full days, right?
Well, I don't know if we have anyone at all, Teresa. I think we'll have to get back to Casey McFowler, whoever, once we decide this further question. I don't know if we have anybody because this is very short notice now.
Madam Chair, point of information to Sarv.
Yes, Sarv.
Has there been any calls put out to the community in the greater Houston area, if there was any facilitator available that could do some pro bono work?
Yes.
Teresa did that.
Well, Teresa did that. We tried to find somebody earlier. We've actually been working on this for really since the end of the Berkeley meeting. And it's too bad that it's come down to this.
Madam Chair, point of order here, because we're on the second motion. I think we need to vote on
the LSB
question, and then we can move on to the more cantankerous, the facilitator question. But can we vote on the LSB as amended?
Let's vote.
Should I read the
motion?
Yes. You want to read the motion, Roger?
Yeah, I got to find it now.
By the way, Sonali Kohatkar just signing in.
Oh, hi, Sonali.
Hi. Sorry, I'm late.
Okay. The main motion was made by Alice Shields, resolved that Pacifica will pay airfare and lodging for the 5 local station board chairs to attend the Pacifica National Board retreat and meeting in Houston June 3rd through 6th.
And could I reread it? It's not exactly what I read.
You're right, it's not. Do you have it written down?
Do
you have it written down? So Alice will read the motion and then email it to me, and I will paste it in the minutes.
Yeah, and someone will have to add the amendment. Resolve that Pacifica will pay airfare and lodging for Friday and Saturday nights, June 4th and 5th, for the four LSB chairs from KPFA, KPFK, WBAI, and WPFW so that they can attend the board retreat on Friday and the board meeting on Saturday and Sunday in Houston, Texas.
And the amendment, which has already been approved, is that the LSB chair may appoint the LSB vice chair or secretary if the chair cannot attend.
Chosen by the chair.
That's what I said. The chair may appoint.
Does it include per diem for food?
No. It says we'll pay lodging.
Okay.
And airfare.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to feed them?
I never take a per diem, let's just go.
I know how y'all did with that water in Berkeley now. I know how y'all can be.
I say let them eat cake.
I'll go dumpster diving and get everybody plenty of food.
Madam Chair, can we vote?
Yeah,
yes.
We're running up the bill. This costs.
Yes,
yeah, Roger.
Here's the vote on the main motion.
No, as amended. The motion as amended.
Well, let me finish. As amended? Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Dave?
Yeah.
Teresa?
Can you come back to me?
Henry?
Yes.
Marty? Or, I'm sorry. Sonali?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Ray?
Please do.
Ray, yes or no?
Yes. Hello, who are you calling? Hello?
Hello.
This is Ray. I was cut off.
Yeah.
Ray, we just called your name, Ray, for a vote.
I vote no.
Okay. Ray, of course, no. Ambrose?
No.
Miguel? Roger? Yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
No.
Mark?
No.
Julie?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Serena?
I abstain.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William? William?
We lost William.
And Donna?
Dropped out the call.
Donna?
Yes.
The yeses are 1, 2.
Wait.
Oh,
this is Teresa.
I'm sorry, Teresa. I'm coming back to Teresa here.
I abstain.
So we have one, for yeses, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4. Four noes and a couple of abstentions.
Okay, well, the motion carries.